Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus isn't afraid of death. That's obvious from our gospel reading for today. First, he isn't afraid of his own death. When Jesus says in verse 7, "Let us go to Judea again," his disciples respond, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus is warned that he could face death by stoning, and Jesus is not afraid to go to Judea, where there are those that want him dead. And the disciples are well aware of this, as Thomas says later on, when Jesus does say, "I'm going to go," Thomas says to the other disciples, "Let's go with and die with him." His disciples seem to want him to practice social distancing from the Jews in Jerusalem, but Jesus is going to go there, unafraid of death, and knowing that he will very soon die there in Jerusalem. But not only is Jesus not afraid of his own death, he's also not afraid of the death of his friend, Lazarus. When Lazarus is ill, Jesus doesn't go to him right away. He waits 2 days. And then he tells his disciples that Lazarus has died. And then Jesus goes. Jesus is not afraid of either his own death or the death of his friends. Why is that? We'll look at his conversation with Martha, the sister of the dead man, Lazarus. Jesus says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He does not need to be afraid of death. Whoever believes in him will live even though he dies. And so, we who are in Christ, who trust in him, who confess his name, we need not fear death either, because we are in him who is the resurrection and the life. But a person might say, "Well, death is still a great unknown. I haven't experienced death yet. And so I am afraid." Well, a Christian has already died. In baptism, a Christian dies. Look at what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 6. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." We were baptized into the death of Christ. We were buried with him by baptism into death. We died there. We've already been to death. And we died with him who is the resurrection and the life. And so we've been raised with him to walk in newness of life. We died so that we might be raised again. But you might say, "Well, if I died to sin there, then how come I still sin?" We still, while living in this world, with our mortal flesh, still have a sinful nature. We have a new nature also that has been given to us in baptism, but we still have the sinful nature. And that sinful nature continues to need to be put to death. And we put it to death by daily confessing our sins. We put it to death by confessing our sins also here in the divine service, in confession and absolution. By coming penitent to the Lord's Supper, repenting of our sins and receiving the forgiveness that God gives in his supper, in his body and blood. There we are saying that our sinful nature is wrong, that our sins are an abomination, that we hate them, that we despise them, that we reject them, and we plead for God's mercy and forgiveness. And God gives us new life for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ on the cross. And so, because the Christian lives this life of death and resurrection, having died in baptism and been raised to new life, putting to death the sinful nature and receiving forgiveness, the Christian has already died. And the Christian need not fear death. In fact, Scripture says, "Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on." The death of a Christian who dies in faith, confessing Jesus, clinging to his promises, trusting in his cross, the death of a Christian is actually blessed, because they are taken to be with Jesus. So you, dear Christian, need not fear death. What is a greater evil, and what is actually evil, rather than a blessing, is the death of an unbeliever. An unbeliever who does not confess Jesus, who dies apart from Christ, looks forward to separation from God forever, to punishment forever. This is not blessed, but the death of a Christian who dies in Christ is blessed. But it is also an evil for a person to die if they have rejected Christ. If they at one time were baptized into him, they confessed him, but then fell away from faith because of the devil, the world, and their sinful nature, the cares of this life, the temptations of Satan, and the desires of their own sinful flesh. If that person falls away and dies despising God's word and sacrament, saying they're not important, I don't need them, I'll go my own way, that is a terrible thing. It is also terrible to see a person then who dies in unrepentant sin, holding on to a sin rather than confessing it and receiving forgiveness, knowing that this is sin and God's word says it's sin, but saying, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to embrace this sin. And we pray for those who are unbelievers, either those who have never confessed Christ or those who at one time confessed Christ and then denied him and rejected him. We pray for their salvation. But for the Christian who is in him, who is the resurrection and the life, he who has conquered death by his death, for the Christian who is in Jesus, who confesses his name, death is a blessing. This does not mean we seek death. We still take care of our bodies. We still seek to take care of the bodies of other Christians and all others. We keep the fifth commandment. But when our Lord, in his good and gracious timing, decides to take us, we need not be afraid. Right now, there are many who are afraid of death. And for an unbeliever, this is a scary thing. But for a Christian who knows Jesus, the resurrection and the life, who confesses his name, who has been buried with him and raised to new life, for the Christian, death is the gateway to eternal life. And for the Christian can say with the Apostle Paul, who writes in the book of Philippians, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And my desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." The Christian sees that death is gain, that it is far better to be with Christ, to be done with the sinful nature, to live forever with Him. The Christian does not fear death, but trusts in the Lord, in Him who is the resurrection and the life, to take him or her in His good timing, and to bring the dear Christian to Himself. And everyone who dies in Christ before Jesus' second coming, their soul goes to be with Jesus, while their body lies here. But on the last day when Jesus returns, then all of the dead who have died will be raised. Their bodies will be raised. Those who are in Christ will rise to eternal life. Body and soul will be reunited and they live forever. And all who are still here, who are in Christ, their bodies will be glorified. And they too will dwell with Christ forever. With Him who is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is not afraid of death, either for Himself or for His friends. And unless He comes first, He will take us who are in Him, who have died with Him in baptism, who confess His name, to be with Him forever. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.